What do you do with agents when you mystery shop them?
Okay, so obviously some of our clients want us to, and it's part of our package. They want us to. Other agents ask us to mystery shop. We mystery shop. We then recommend a training plan based on what we found.
Because different firms need different training.
They've got, well, different companies got different models. Different companies got different styles, which we understand, but they should all have the same structure. They should all want to be world class, shouldn't they?
Should do.
They should all want to be marvellous on that first call. Those weren't marvellous, were they?
I tell you what, those phone calls were disgusting. Disgusting.
It's sad, but true. So what we say is to agents, let us do some mystery calls for you. Yeah? You tell us what you want us to be. Give us a brief. We'll be a vendor. We'll be a landlord. We'll be a tenant. We'll be a buyer. We'll then do the call. We'll review the call for you, send it to you, but on the basis that we're going to come along and meet you and make a recommendation based on what we've found.
So it's not a witch hunt.
God, you're joking. I mean, sometimes we're sending them tapes saying, you've got a star, give her a bottle of wine. We did one the other week. I can't remember who it was. Honestly, I can't. And we said it was one of the best calls we'd ever heard. It was a sensation. So no, because if we were looking for trouble, agents would know. But also, you've heard the calls. Do you think any of those prospective buyers or sellers were awkward? They were just normal people. That's how we mystery call. If you notice, we don't tick box mystery call.
No.
We're just having a conversation as a customer would. Now, you, I think, would be the first to say to me, Chris, well, you were a bit harsh for some of them. You were looking for trouble. Come on.
There's no trouble there.
Right. And that's what we do. And then we say, here's our recommendation on how you can make people better. And sometimes the guys want to be made better. They really do.
They're crying out to be trained.
Often it's just they don't know what to say. So because they don't know what to say, they follow the status quo. And the status quo is name, address, telephone number, email. Are you on our mailing list? Do you have a mortgage? Have you got anything to sell? The customers are sick of it. Now, if that's the service you're going to offer, and maybe that's on an MA or VAL or to a buyer, then the customer, if you're all offering that, aren't you driving the customers to hybrid?
Yes, you are.
Aren't you driving them to cheap?
Call centre estate agents.
Well, if you're all going to be poor to average, most customers will go, well, in that case, I'll go for the cheapest. Great.
Indeed.
If you're all going to be
Same, you're all homogenised, you're all the same, systemised, commoditised, yeah.
We have a client in Tunbridge Wells. She charges 2.5%.
Wow.
She won't drop. She is a sensation. Her office looks like, it's just wonderful. Doesn't look like an estate agent. She's got fur on the walls. I mean, it really is funky and incredible. She turns down properties. And she's crystal clear to me. She said, I do less business than I used to, but I earn more money. And everybody knows they're going to get a 10-star service.
Boyd, it's been emotional. If anyone wants to contact you, we'll put your details here. Boyd is not paying me to do this video, but I've known Boyd for three and a half years now.
So.
And what he does is exceptional with his colleagues at Sales Doctors. Other training firms are available, I have to say that.
I understand.
But check these guys out. They're really, really good. And thank you for that insight. Cheers,
you're welcome.
Thank you. Cheers.